do not engage in any unwholesome action, engage in perfect wholesome action, subdue also mind, and this is teaching the Buddha. Which contains the true suffering, true cause of the suffering, the true cessation of the suffering, and true path. Also this advice. do not engage in the unwholesome action. Engage in perfect wholesome action. that also contain that to say abandon to harm others. liberation free forever from oceans of sometimes suffering and cause the delusion and karma. So, so that total the detachment to all entire samsara and its fashion all the samsara enjoyments of happiness. by realizing all these are only suffering, which is suffering. So, having realized this realization, the total renunciation of samsara, having this realization is the entering door to the entering the door of the path to liberation. So this by rising part of merit, the first part, rising part of meditation and learning, sees completely the cause of the suffering, the karma and delusion, the seed of delusion, the original imprint. So achieve this total cessation of that. All that also express the great grateful so that great liberation through enlightenment, that the whole path that we see the whole mind path, the paramedhyana, the tantra, the Western bodhicitta, so there we see completely even the subtle departments. the great liberation, the full enlightenment, the great liberation, and the whole path. So subdual mind, so that it's including ceasing the subtle ferment. from the total mistakes towards Guru, there is the obstacle, which is obstacle to have a realization of the root of the path to enlightenment, the good devotion realization. So total mistakes towards Guru from there, down to subtle to view. So all that's wrong concepts. So do not mind. So it contains when you do think the making request is a three-period purpose. So as a content there, the three-period purpose. three-period success and three-period purpose. So do want to mind. So that means from beginning, see, say, sort of mistakes of group, then from there, see, all the, say, the attachment to some, substance of profession, ignorance, the ignorance, the root of samsara, the ignorance. While the mind, while the self, the I, is nothing. Is nothing other than what is merely impeded by the mind. While it is nothing other, it is nothing something else than what is merely impeded by the mind. So while the I is that, that nature, how the I is, what the I is, how it exists, then holding on to that as it exists from its own side, as it is not merely labeled by mind. So that concept, that wrong concept, ignorance, so not knowing the ultimate, cannot see, not knowing the very nature of the I. apprehending the I something else than what it is, believing, apprehending the I something else than what it is. not merely labeled by mind, existing from its own side. There is not that and the other gets the gets which is the label so again while it is nothing other except what is merely imputed by the mind, that is a totally empty. But then, holding on to this, as it is not merely labeled by mind, existing from this own sight, so that ignorance, ignorant in the very nature of the aggregates. So apprehending the aggregates, is something else. Then what it is. So so this and then the subjection thought, so this is the authors of the and also just the wrong concept, the delusions. They cause the seed which needs to imprint. So, this subtle needs to imprint that which projects the hallucination. The truly existence. The truly existent appearance. while any phenomena I as an object, samsara, nirvana, enlightenment, hell, the departments in path, all the happiness and problems, all the everything, all the phenomena, all they say. Existing while they are there. Meaning with my mind. While they are totally empty of existence, totally empty of, not merely with my mind. End of or end of the what we think that there should be something from outside. What was happening exists. There should be something happening. It exists in the middle of the mind. How can it function? How can it experience? There should be something from the society. So end of that. So totally end of that. What makes us to think, how can it exist when the name is meaning of my mind, when it exists, that there should be something from the society. So totally end of that. So that one, if you agree, if you accept, like so in the school, you will see, if you accept that they exist being labeled by mind, they exist being labeled by mind, independent of the mind labeling. Even when I accept that, or whatever exists that has been labeled by mind, you won't accept that, but unable to accept, unable to understand. That's, merely imputed by mind, because believing there should be something from the object types, there should be something existing from the side of objects, there should be something. So that's the person, that's the object to refute, called the person, modern school, person in the school view. So even that, that one believes there should be something, not complete this from the outside, but labeled by mind, but there should be something. So even that's total non-existence there. That daughter, should be that total empty of that. From our side. No such of our time that exists. find that so while everything is totally empty, then say listen in the image of our mind while everything is here. So then this negative imprint like the metal of dinner decorate this truly existent appearance. Decorate this, project this hallucination and made everything real to us on hallucinate mind. Really from its own side. And believe. Not only appeared, but on top of that, then one made was a mind apprehend and believe that. 100% that's true. So that obscures to see the reality, in the nature of emptiness, existing in my name, meaning to the divine mind. So from total mistake towards good, towards the the virtuous friend, from there to subtle dual Everyone has removed the disturbance of obscuration completely. So that this negative imprint and that was project this hallucination to truth in their appearance. The appearance during this dual vision, increasing red vision, enlightenment dark vision. So those visions as dual views, given to those times. For that subtle mind. The last thing to is purified to cease. So subdue on the mind, less everything. How? By expressing all parts of enlightenment. So great from them, from good to worse, not from enlightenment. So how to subdue? So there's a religious problem at that. So this is the teaching of Buddha. So you can contend Dharma. All this by teaching the Mahārāja, the part of the teaching, the Mahārāja, the city mentor. So the do not harm others, benefit others. So here, so here you can see the very vast subject. Do not harm others and benefit others. Very vast subject. Sometimes four parts do not happen. So even when you come drive car here, from home, from house to come here, many insects on the road, they have to die. Many insects on the road, they have to die, see. Of course here, our purpose coming here is for a good cause, to liberate yourself. This is my teaching, so unbelievable, terrifying vision, fear suffering in their life. That tsunami that happened for human beings, nothing, that the door tsunami is nothing compared to the ultimate statement that they said, that by mountains of waves and the chasing, then city to say, human beings have nothing to do with the human, what they listen to me say, being. It's much, 100,000 times much heavier, the vision city, wind, bombs, wind, and then horse of the fire, burning into all the noises, and so mountains of a huge amount of earth, you see, the pressing them down, you see, that the earthquake happened, earthquake happens and collapse, you see, head of the house into the mountain, so much heavier than that, the comic, terrifying comic appearances that they have with the Sava. However, so to liberate others from all the oceans of samsara sufferings and bring them to full enlightenment. So the idea is that, purpose is that, why we say, why we gather here, and teaching. And bring them in full enlightenment. So to do that, first oneself need to be liberated. From all these suffering causes. So, so that's the foundation. So, so there's no other way that without them suffering, you see, for symptom being without suffering, that you cannot do this. So even the water, there are so many creatures that we cannot see with the eye, only with machines can see with the microscope, telescope. So anyway, so many they have to die. So this is what I'm doing. fields and cultivated with it. By mission of least the undeveloped country and developed countries with the animals. And those the animals can suffer so much the people and a hot sun and all that. Torture the animals and they suffer so much. That is so many. So many simple beings in the field, worms, ants, there's also mouse, and so many killed. Different times when they do different, when they do even for rice. Different times they have work in the field. Not just one time planting, but different times they have work. I don't know that, but looks like they have different times they work at the, even for just that rice. So hard. So anyway, so many symptoms, so many illness, wounds there, that should indicate towards the suffer. So the all and then as all the people see enough say Then that one came from another eyes. You see? And I can say, someone is feeling karma, hamdi, and someone is feeling that the sabbat, that the that rush came from another eyes. So again, someone is listening to their feeling karma, the someone is feeling is hamdi, the number that the sabbat. They killed. So if he went, if he went through the evolution, you see, can't imagine. It's very terrifying. So if you go to, if you go think all the equations back and back, so numberless sentient beings there. Just unbelievable. So now here, one plate of rice. So everyone has that story. That evolution has that story. Different power, and others, some others, they suffered, they died, they were killed. So the bowl of soup, or the vegetable plate, or the vegetables, whatever, salad. And so then, as I mentioned before, so it's also their food. It is also their food. They are born on that. And it is also their food. They live on those flowers. They live on this, on those flowers. Those tiny insects live on those flowers, on the leaves. It's their food. It's their place to live. Like it, you see, we have a house, we live in a house, we need a house, we need a place to live. So the same thing for them. Mm. the comfort that we have leaving the house, to sleep, put up our body from hot and cold, and that, and have all this incredible comfort, unbelievable comfort we have living in a shelter, living in a house, not just a house, not just a kind of room, but just roof and walls, and not just that. Where I was born, a strong wall, strong wall, then wood, maybe wood, and there's beams and things. Was that bamboo? Or flat stones, flat stones covered outside the roof or the bamboo crashed in the flat, and then so there was bamboo and flat stone and that. There's been put mud outside, you see. It's very simple. And so not just a house, but so many, luxury, very comfortable. So it's in the West, you see. Not like I was born, so but I mean, now becoming more luxury, I was not there. Now became a more luxury, was not there anyway. So, not just a house, but so many things, you see, very luxury, not very comfortable, you see. So, everything. So here, when it's built, one laid foundation, so many, you see, some beings, those creatures, some beings there, so that were killed, and every forest cut or burned by fire, there's so many beings there, burned, and some beings there, insects, so many. So however, when the foundation is laid, so many sentiments there to kill them and to die, you see. Then hard work by the human beings, and the hot sun and all that, you see. So without that, without those so many sentiments, suffering things, killed, and others keeping calm, killing them. So, we cannot have protection for life. All this comfort, you see. So one can see every day is our survival. Every hour, every minute of our survival depends on number of sentiments. Yes, there's being killed and to suffer, to say, and others, the great karma, so that, so can we say, so that we receive all the basic needs, enjoyments in life, that made us survive, all this comfort, not only survive, but all this comfort, under the comfort. So that means longer you are in samsara, number is going to be never suffer. The conclusion is that longer you are in samsara, you see, taking this as a birth, you know, this is body mind which is suffering, you see, creation of production, karma and delusion. So quicker, say, quicker, one stop this continuation of taking the birth, sometimes you see, taking the birth of sometimes you see, quicker we can cut, quicker, you liberate yourself, then you see, quicker, say, the ends, quicker. So number is intending that suffer for you. You know, that die for you. Clean your karma for you. So you see that. So quicker, so what is saying? Yeah. So the solution is. There's no other solutions. Need to liberate yourself from samsara. Need to stop this great nature of taking the birth. That illusion karma. So that's a persistent illusion. That's a persistent illusion karma. So that means you need to extra the path. So that means perhaps that means all the solution. By practicing karma. Only solution is by practicing karma. Extravising the path. You see, subduing the mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. You see. So exercising the path, taming the mind by taming the path. Not just to recite some prayers or some mantras. Not just doing some breathing meditation, or not just doing some some meditation deity or something, it's that. We need to exercise the path for liberation. That was explained by Buddha in the text, you see. We have to, that main road. we have to go through that advice, you see. That which ceases the the defilements, so that's the servant of obscuration, the cause of the common delusion, see. many years ago, when I was in Singapore, in the early times, Singapore, Hong Kong, I got mixed up. Singapore, Hong Kong got mixed up. Can be Hong Kong to be Singapore, to be anything. Maybe Hong Kong, so so we try to develop the animals. that was probably the first time. First time bring developing animals, I think. After Hong Kong probably. So the day before, the animals were bought the day before by somebody from the center. I think there may be three snakes. Not snake to eat. the animal snake. It's used snake by the people. That's used for snake, you know. Snake. Other people in the restaurant. They use words, snack. Snack. Huh? Snack. Snack. Snack used as snack. In the restaurant. you know. So if you don't buy, then they go snack. Snack. Thank you very much. Now I know how to say snag. you need some tune. Don't keep it. No, because they cut. Then sure. they cut, they have very long bodies, so they cut, cut the whole body size. So very long body, you see. So for the suffer, they suffer. So long, you see, they say for very long body. So one time, this was after we came from the from India to Nepal. Lama and Master, we were supposed to go to Sri Lanka to start Mahayana Center, but that didn't work out. I think it was weird that it happened. I don't think that it would be a happy thing. Really were successful there in Sri Lanka. because I think just I think little understanding. it's Buddha's teaching, but people don't understand the Mahayana teaching, the Buddha's teaching. So then, developable thing to understand there. that time India and Russia didn't have good relationship. So the very first student, Jina, she's the very first student. She's from Russia, and she had a name, Princess Zina Tereshevsky. Her father was king. There was a revolution happened in Russia, so they escaped to the left for Russia. The family lived, her parents lived in France. Herself, she lived in many places, Greece, United States, so much of that lived in the United States. I think her first husband, I don't know this first one, married one, anyway, the first one, Conrad Lux. So that's the one that happened where she gets some money, when we were living in Nepal together, or India. So that's the husband where she gets some money, to travel out to live there. So that is that one I haven't met. The second husband, so lived all kinds of life, very wealthy life and very poor life, maybe also better, maybe good poor life, but all kinds of lived all kinds of life. So most people, wealthy class people, and when they all kinds of people, all kinds of people in the world, she knows. And I think she was a model. I heard she was a model, Hollywood or something, was a model. The India government suspected that because of the bad relationship with Russia, so they had structured damage. They thought that she was a Russian spy. Russian spy, bringing the sentence to enlightenment. Huh. So there was difficulties in India, you know, was the so she came from Sri Lanka, she lived there 1 year, you know, preparing for the center or something. And so during that time, so lived 9 months with her, Dajali, so she, you know, received some teaching from Lama. So, so with a few words, my broken English, but I'm still broken, but so I translate while Lama's learning English there. from two missionary ladies who lived after Tajilin, between Kum and Tajilin, there's one time. So those two missionary ladies, their bodies are always like this. They're very old, I don't know. I'm not sure it was always like this, but they're still so eager to learn Tibetan and to spread Christianity. The body is always like this, but so much so much has Lama went to so while same Jina, so Lama went to learn English from them. At the same time learning astrology, you know, they produce a calendar, all the details, you know, from one Sherpa. I'm not sure what it was monk about before, but it's quite known, quite well known. So the Tibetans and monasteries produce the calendar, you know, produce calendar and produce Tibetans. So Sarama and the great Pabunka, who out of the liberation pioneer hand passed in Tibet, so reincarnated, and that reincarnation to Geshe in India, and Baksa, where I lived 8 years. So, studied Tibetan grammar, Tibetan poetry from this Sherpa. This Sherpa now ended, it might be under the advice of the Lama's tutors in the University of Sankhya. So, anyway, so this was 9 months. Lama finished learning astrology as well. The weather in that evening was foggy, always foggy, raining, you know. That's the weather there. So Lama goes with the umbrella and then they're the shoes from Baksa. That's minimum the way I see. Where these are the same material from the car wheel. What's called? What's
time.
Time. So time thick, very thick, you know, down low. It's not like ladies' shoes there. The thick set, rubber in the tire, it's very thick and long. And then very heavy cover on the top, you see. So this most monster that we use in the debate. And that, unless it's top press, but the bottom part of it is thick, so you never can last many lifetimes. So anyway. Then I put their shoes in the rain, sometimes or like this. Yes. So that finished learning astrology, Lama said he can produce calendar. So then study English with some texts from these two missionaries. So anyway, coming back from that tour. she came, who went to Kolkata. That was my first time. Lama Master, first time being in Kolkata. Kolkata, the Indian city, completely packed. City, different from Delhi, takes most of the place. Very crowded, so crowded the road. So it's only 10, 7 days. In the Theravada, the Buddhist society. So when you have a statue in the room, the monks come, they don't like that. So, we'll accept only one Buddha. So that then they change when you go to Dhamsala, and people change to So when she was ordained, so we requested her to Chhatrayat Bhagavan, sorry. So as soon as So Tishita, at that time his illness removed Lord Dhamsara, so that house like became haunted house or something. Become, you know, where mouse, you know, people staying there for the in-house thing. So sometimes they're used by maybe their number of monasteries to take this. So the ordination was held at Tishita. So during that time, remember, what did you just add up then? I don't remember who other. I remember Tishita Tempachin. So then, during that time, the head of the spy, they talk the head of the spy from Delhi. Normally we would come out with a train. He was there, a big guy, you know, his master's like this. his name was Mr. Sirini or something like that. Was that his name? So he's just there outside the door. He went a few times. He's the head. So he came down Sarah, so while he was to the road end, then he was down below the road. Down below the hill, see, where the road goes like that. So he was walking back and forth, riding. So that. So anyway. So, I think 1 week or 2 weeks, I'm not sure, instead made in the hotel. Lama, we were sitting room. Lama's at the bench. They didn't sit in the room, there were two benches on the side. So Lama slept on the other bench, I slept on this bench in the sitting room. So I think I'm not sure, 2 weeks or sometime later. Then, just could not go to Sri Lanka, so then, so Lama, the Lama's idea, go to Nepal for the time being. So how things started is bad. So this is the, so this Sri Lama started to see. To go to Nepal. So that was the I think the twelve year animal, you know, is here. So the bird. Monastery, at the first one, then there's Kirti Monastery, at that time, there's two births, that's it. Then that happens like that. That sentence was only, a lot of places that in English, say like that. Now full of monastery. On the hills, on the ridge of the hill, the Kapa Mountain, down there, many places. So people come from all the mountains, from very remote to many places. So then my mother, their family, they heard I was, So since I left Tibet, we didn't meet. So 3 years in Tibet, and then 8 years passed after. So they heard that I left, and I could remember, and they also took a room so that they could get a meet. So they all came down. So including the past, the who stayed with the past life, Lao Tzu Lama, his name is also Lama Ishi, called Lama Ishi. So he said, the one said, not monk, he said, married, I think it was the teaching of Satya and Nima, I think. So I came into that. So, came from Tibet, the Kursan's mountain, with one Nyingma Lama, the Wilderness, who is a doctor, physician doctor, Tibetan doctor, sort of expert in astrology, or the, the Tibetan grammar, what all these things. So, wherever he is, airport or wherever he is, all his body is straight like this. Even the airport, same. in the, at the house, wherever, all same. All like this. So one time, he was given a teaching. Not in the village where I was born, but after crossing the mountain, so there's another village after crossing the field, on the way to Tibet. So, some road to Tibet, Tangde, so there's an old stupa, Gripa Sangre Lama. So there's a monastery there, so they gave some teachings, the Nyingma. So think of the Gomba Santo. So the problem none of subjects, view or something. that initiation did that past life the sun called Karma of the day. So he told me that I have the karma to hold this lineage, that this is not my turn to see this, to hold this lineage. So the they kept a little place for me to come, but I was building a monastery at that time. So the Lama came to Kaluba. The next day, it is from where we get water. That's maybe 15 minutes walk from Plato. That hermitage is on the way to town. So Lama was there. there's also, I think, cave there, hermitage. But that Lama who lives there, maybe Lama who lives there. So he invited her. So we're close by, so to asked the Guruji, was sitting in the, as it were, used, the box, you know, was to slip up, you know. So the Guruji was sitting there. So I was asking, what food do you like? So I asked the Guruji, what food do you like? The Guruji says, I have no food, like this and doesn't like this. I have no food that dislike. That's his answer. So this means that Rinpoche doesn't have all the goods and doesn't have eight worldly dharmas. So that's what it means. You see. that's man's pure dharma. It's a free from eight world dharma. It all makes sense. So the Rinpoche said, I have more food that like this and dislike this. So then, early morning, then people start coming in the cave to get the room, all transmission of that particular text of the Lama. So, very early morning. So then, what I discussed night before the Lama. Whether it's beneficial for me to take this or translation of this teaching or not. So I thought if it came out very beneficial, I thought take it. If it's not very beneficial, then I'll just leave it. So, well, this class in the mind. So I asked the Lama to do more. The Lama said, Rama said he was middle. but he said the protectors in the around Suri Kumbu, they are more like Nima. So it's a good to take this. But I haven't met the Dharma connection relationship with the Lama before. You know, was, I think past life, I think it was the Lama Yeshua, the Lama. Who said to be my person. So his friend came together from Tibet, across the small mountains, you know, was Lama himself described. Because Lama is asked about the when we met the Rinpoche in the Gilgo monastery, the Mongolian Lama's monastery. Monks who lived there is from another monastery from Tibet, Gatsuin Shpelsen. One great Lama, last sun rising this morning, great Lama, great Pandit, Tibetan Lama, wrote many teachings, you know, pure Buddhism, you know, preserved spirit like sun rising. And established Jitong in Nepal, established a monastery that was just very pure monastery living in there. So their main emphasis many of us there is a Vinaya practice, you know, living in pure morality. Brahma Simsa is Vinaya. It's a very pure, very good, inspiring monastery. So the main emphasis is on that, not on the emphasis. Whereas some of the monasteries, main emphasis is on the study, you know, of the philosophy, you see. So here, the particular monastery that main emphasis is on that. The practice. So the monks who escaped, then they lived in that monastery, mostly built by the Mongolian Lama. Then he lives in Mongolia, you know. So that's the monastery where we lived for almost 1 year in one of the rooms upstairs. So she lived she come there to eat and to, you know, to meet, but later the caretaker of the Baudat stupa, the very last stupa in Kathmandu, the caretaker called Chini Lama. So he has a few sons, one son called Tuti. So the son had two houses, Baudat. So one greenhouse was there, she used to stay there. So that's how we moved from our house to there. Teachings from the tradition which they had from Lima at different times. Just myself in the religious room. Okay. Who will know this guest from upstairs? So, I have heard commentary about it. Kunilang things that I'm going to say. So it's a grape of the sapa, a grape of ditch, like the same exact sense of all the ancient time grape of ditch. It appears like that from his face, see, in the mouth. So, I request to comment on Mr. Bloom, which of course of our room, so that of course that was a very strange time to comment, you see. But I think doesn't matter. So anyway, come back. Come back to home. I'm still in this section. Come back to home. So anyway, this time, you see. So what to do? You know, if you liberate harms many symptoms, because all those, you know, all those frogs in your mouth, all those, you know, people, yeah, they eat that. And it's so terrifying. Even for us human beings, that's terrifying. So, no question, this is more animals. Right? So then, if you don't liberate, of course, they take pictures. I went the wrong way. I took the wrong path.